Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. And we're discussing what often looks like science fiction, but is in fact cruelty beyond expectation by authority in the People's Republic of China. Generally, it's understood as organ harvesting, but we are speaking with Matthew Robertson, who is in Canberra, Australia. He is a data scientist with the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. He's also a doctoral candidate at political science. And he and his colleague Jacob Levy have published in the Wall Street Journal their analysis of organ harvesting, cruel organ harvesting, a.k.a. murder by Chinese surgeons, starting from the example in the Wall Street Journal piece, March of 1994. And according to the latest analysis, but the People's Republic of China say that they changed their procedure after 2015. However, Matthew, I welcome you to comment on this report that you put in your analysis and your op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, that the WHO has in some fashion been apprised of these doubts, these questions, and has responded in an unusual fashion. It does not look like the WHO is alarmed. What is the WHO position right now, and does the WHO have members of the Chinese surgical teams as represented as part of the WHO, reporting to the WHO? Where is that story, Matthew?
Yes, this is a very interesting and complicated part of the whole thing, because the WHO and other international medical organizations, including the Transplantation Society and a few others in the area of transplant ethics. In a general sense, they have been uninterested in almost any of the information about abuses or data falsification and so on in China. I think in general, they want to have good relations with individuals who they see as their colleagues in China, transplant surgeons and leaders of the transplantation sector. They seem to believe that by maintaining a positive relationship with these individuals, that they will be able to effect reform inside China. And that if they adopt a critical stance towards what's going on, or they speak positively about findings like this, or speak publicly about them, that they would undermine their relationship with Chinese officials and make it difficult for them to assist China reforming its system. That's the general stance, as I understand it, that the WHO holds. So an unfortunate consequence of this is that they become recruited to speak basically Chinese official talking points in Chinese official newspapers that I think quite unfairly and baselessly dismisses this kind of research. So this happened in 2020, soon after our paper I spoke of before that documented the falsification of official organ transplant registry data sets. WHO officials were among those quoted in the Global Times. It's an official newspaper saying that, you know, the analysis was poorly done and other, you know, unscientific dismissals. So they haven't commented on these recent findings. I think there's probably a lot of back-channeling going on at the moment. You know, we don't have evidence past 2015. So in a sense, there's a kind of a get-out-of-jail card there, because they could say that, well, this is consistent with reform. Our findings, however, are pretty new in that they still implicate the medical establishment very directly in the killing of prisoners, you know, with their own hands in a medicalized way in hospitals. It can be inferred that they're in hospitals. So this is new. We haven't heard the official response. The history here is that they indeed established an organ an anti-organ trafficking task force at the suggestion of Chinese officials, and that they put two of those officials on that task force. And so they, you know, they put a great deal of weight on the opinions of the same Chinese officials that have been engaged in this organ trafficking.
Gordon, you have a question.
Matthew, what you describe really is the Chinese being successful in influencing and corrupting multilateral organizations, including the World Health Organization, as opposed to multilateral organizations affecting change in China, which does not appear to be the case. What we have in this instance is international organizations basically turning their backs on what is murder directed by the top of the Chinese political system. I know that that's beyond the scope of your study, but that's what your study suggests. If you could comment.
We have a couple of minutes, Matthew.
Yeah, I mean, that's I guess it's just an alternative way of framing the exact same thing I said. So you'll note I'm trying to be as diplomatic as I can. I mean, it's simply how one frames it. And so, sure, yeah, certainly they're uninterested in this, and all of the same facts could be said in a completely different way. And they have an interest in saying all these things in the way they do and ignoring as much of it as they can. I think, you know, you just need to look at the incentives and how they stack up. They're not incentivized to make kind of moral condemnations of surgeons killing prisoners, but they're incentivized to repeat official Chinese narratives. And so until the incentives change, then their behavior probably wouldn't change.
The word that comes to my mind is complicity.
Gordon, it is surprising to me to discover, thanks to a length in Matthew's story and Jacob's story, that the Global Times published in December of 2019, a critical month, Gordon, given what happened after that, report slandering China's organ donation data is laden with logical and academic fallacies, say specialists. This is the Global Times, the Chinese Communist Party propaganda sheet. Matthew, you're named in this article, along with your colleague Jacob Levy and Raymond Hind. Have you in any fashion experienced persecution or threat since this article appeared, what is this now, more than 3 years ago?
No, nothing personal.
Nothing personal. Gordon, this is shocking to me. Did you know about this, Gordon, the scale of this?
The only thing I can say is that through the tribunal, the London tribunal, and through previous reporting, it became clear that this was widespread across China and that Matthew's work confirms what we knew before. But this puts the tail to it that right. We haven't seen. And what it reminds us again is that the world, if it has a conscience, must do something about this.
Matthew Robertson, Gordon Chang, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.